Hey guys, it's the Great Debates. What's up? How you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the debaters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for welcoming me.
You are welcome to be here.
I got a debate, man. I'm ready to go.
Oh,
let's
really?
Do it.
No one wants to waste any time, as like per it, usual.
I got like debater's
I'm,
itch.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze, but it's a debate that's about to come out.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Wait, who's taking the pro on this one?
Me.
I will. Healy's taking the pro.
Love
topic,
pro,
micro
baby.
Debate, 3 minutes on the clock. Wall Street is the most famous street.
Steve Healy here. There's streets, avenues, boulevards, ways. Wall Street's the most famous street. It is synonymous with finance. It is that you say it instead of saying the global monetary community. You say Wall Street. Everybody knows it all over the world. They know it in China. They know it in Africa. They know of Wall Street. It is the street where the money is moving around. Wall Street is the most famous street. This is such a slam dunk for me that I'm going to waste a little bit of my opening statement here telling you interesting fact about Wall Street. Called that because there was a wall there that was protecting from the north side. If you've been to New York, Wall Street's way in the far south, and Wall Street was like the northern border of it because they had to have a wall up there because those crazy maniacs from Boston might come down and attack this Dutch colony.
Wow.
Dave. That's the end of your opening statement?
Well, it's micro. There's no opening statements. It's battle.
Wall Street is synonymous with finance? That doesn't mean that it's famous.
Of course it does.
Broadway is the most famous street. Broadway, there are songs about it. It's a larger street. It's more, there's more history to it. There's books about Broadway.
There's libraries about Wall Street.
There's libraries about Wall Street insofar as there's libraries about finance, but there aren't actual libraries
about Broadway in that there's books about musicals. Same thing.
No. Oh, not so the case, Healy. Broadway is, that's a great point.
Broadway's a longer street.
Healy,
sure.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Broadway is to musicals as Wall Street is to finance. Yes.
Okay. People like finance more than they like musicals.
Maybe so. On top of that, Broadway is, to a certain extent,
first
synonymous
of all, this is all moot because Broadway
Manhattan.
Is a way, not a street.
No, Healy, it's okay, also fine. A street. You know
but,
that
but
it's
you
a street.
But you know that the spirit of the debate, blah, blah, blah. This is your favorite kind of argument.
Oh, I would say that ways are streets. I mean, Broadway is a street that you can drive on. Therefore, it's a street. It's a two-way street. I believe that a way can also be a street. I would also like to submit Sunset Boulevard, Fifth Avenue, Route 66, arguably more famous streets than Wall
Top
Street
Top tier,
well.
But not
your
close
problem,
to as famous as Wall Street.
Your problem is that you are, in your mind, conflating the idea of the street itself with finance. And so I can see what's going on in your head.
Every
You're thinking,
single day on the news, somebody says, how does Wall Street react?
Yes, they're not talking about the street. They're talking about how do financial
this is
people.
This is the most famous street. They're talking about the idea of the street has become synonymous with finance. Are you telling me that doesn't count as being a famous street when it gets talked about every single day in the news in every country?
I don't think your argument holds water that they're actually talking about the street itself when they talk about.
This is so petty.
I don't think it is at all. When people talk about Broadway, they're talking about. A, they talk about musicals.
No, they're
musicals,
similarly
the same
talking
people,
about the concept
and on
of
top
theater.
Of that, the people talk about, like, if you walk all the way, people talk
Hamilton
about walking.
Hamilton is not on Broadway, but we talk about it as Broadway.
Yes, but I would
weak,
not.
Weak, weak.
Healy, I wouldn't say that.
Medina, tell Dave how weak he was.
I think you're weird about this.
Okay, just here's a take, I think. I don't know where Wall Street is. But I know where Broadway is, and I know where Sunset Boulevard is, and I know where the Champs-Élysées is.
Champs-Élysées is a good street.
Not the Champs.
We love the Champs on the table there.
You know that it's a street, right?
Yeah, it's like, I'm sort of persuaded by the idea that the words get said on the news every single hour of every single day. But it's real. I have no idea where the street is. It's not about the street, is it?
You know the streets in New York.
Yeah,
come
on,
man.
I know, but
it's where the big buildings are in New York.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Does any of that shit still happen on Wall Street, by the way?
I think similarly to Broadway, it's like adjacent and elsewhere and whatever.
Right.
I don't really want to keep talking about it, but I think it's weird to me that you insist that, like, when a reporter says, let's see what happened on Wall Street today that you think that they're actually talking about the street.
I think that they're that talking adds about, to the fame of the street.
Yeah, that yes. I agree with. But
it is
yeah,
a famous street. I agree that it's become associated with an abstract concept, sure. Yeah, but that doesn't the make Broadway the street, has. Which is being mentioned constantly, any less famous. Yeah, they're usually not talking literally about the street, agree, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, that's not what it's you were saying earlier. It's the most famous I just wanted street. To make sure that you are still bound by reason and logic.
You are so exasperating.
I know, man. This is the fucking cards I've been dealt. I can't do anything about it.
A listener recently wrote into us and said, like, guys, the time debates, like, you're not giving yourself the room that you need in order to expound on your ideas. And I hear you.
Wait,
I hear you on that.
Well, in the great debate, we usually let the clock.
We let it go. We let it go. But
throw the clock out the window.
Yeah. But I do like the pressure that it puts on it. But then here's all this great discussion we're having about Wall Street after the clock is.
Were there any...
After the bell's rung.
Sorry, Mindy, I didn't mean to cut you off. Were there any nominees besides Champs-Élysées that came to mind for people? Most famous street? I mean, if we're thinking globally, I don't know. I don't know.
We all, our philosophy here is think globally, debate locally.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
What's the name of that street in San Francisco that twists around and
Lombard
stuff?
Street.
Can't even,
Lombard
I mean, street. How can that be on the same fame level? You yeah, can't even think of
it. It's very famous.
You guys.
I couldn't even think of the name.
You guys.
Come on. Champs-Élysées is pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good one.
And globally, well, but Wall Street, come on.
I mean, it's probably whatever. There's got to be a street in Shanghai that's more famous than Wall Street. Or
the Bund.
Beijing. The Bund. Interesting.
Again, is that a street?
Oh, and what's the place? The Autobahn is a famous street.
Autobahn is like an idea.
Highway.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's oh,
not
it is?
A street.
There isn't one Autobahn. There's many.
I think all the highways freeway. Are considered
yeah,
the
Yeah, that's like saying the freeway.
Right? I don't know. Are we, what about like U.S. Route 1?
I said Route 66. Yeah. I think that's more famous than Route 1.
Route 66 doesn't even exist anymore. It's not an
Route 66?
Active street. Yeah.
Can, where are you supposed you to get to, your kicks?
You can't.
Are you sure that it's not an active thing?
Hey! Speaking of Broadway and Wall Street, we're coming to New York City to do a live show.
Live show May 22nd. Get your tickets now. Great. Let's move on to the next thing.
Hang on. It's Oof. At the Slipper Room in New Oof. York. We're going to have some
I've
special guests
I've never heard of a guy
there.
Who's less like...
Interested in self-promotion?
Supporting his own project.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It doesn't have to
I,
be.
Honestly, I think it's a psychological like self-protection. You don't want to... Because then if nobody shows up, you can be like, oh, well, stupid anyway. I hated it. That's your psychology.
Healy, totally disagree. In fact, what I believe is that a three-second mention of it is just as effective as a five-minute long spiel about it. I feel like people either like us or they don't, and either they live in New York area or they don't, the New York area, they don't. They're either going to come or they're not. It's
Give
not,
people some time to comprehend. We are coming to New York to do a live show. It's going to be fun. You have to buy a ticket.
How long does it take to understand
We're done.
That?
That's how long.
But you were going to go on and on. I could
no,
feel
you
it.
No, you're paranoid about me going on and on.
Both things can be true, Healy. Both things can be
Healy,
true.
Healy, are you still giving away two tickets to the live show?
I'm not sure if I gave them away yet because we're recording this the same day as
so
last week.
So maybe don't email Healy about that.
You know what? Email me. If you're coming from more than 100 miles away to New York and you want some free ticks, email greatdebate69. We'll see if we can hook you up with some free ticks.
I have a small piece of business.
Sure.
Watch how concise I keep this. Ready? Yeah. We'd love it if you would rate and comment about our podcast on iTunes, and if you do, we might read your review on the air.
That's fantastic. Very concise. Done. Hey guys, we have a Great Debate store. Check it out.
That's also a thing. GreatDebate69.com.
And we have a newsletter.
If we're, I got a little tale for host chat.
Here we
I
go.
I think we need to change, get out of this mess we're in. So I have an uplifting story.
Please.
I was walking down Melrose.
Oh, another famous street. Yeah. Famous streets.
Baby. And I'm walking by the bus stop. And
hey, what does Melrose mean? Sorry.
Great question. You know, actually, to divert for a sec, I looked up Hollywood on Wikipedia the other day, mm-hmm. and they were reporting how Hollywood got called that.
Yeah.
And they claimed that this guy Whitley, who was one of the founders of the city, was riding his horse around in the mountains, and he came across a Chinese man who was hauling wood, who said, no. I Hollywood.
No way.
They said that on Wikipedia, and I went and looked this up, because I was like, there's no way that's true. And I have to say, Wikipedia is off on this one. That is not the correct origin of Hollywood. So just, you know, double check your Wikipedia if it sounds too good to be true.
Do you think someone snuck that in with an edit, seeing how long it would stay up there?
It didn't seem malevolent in that way. It seemed to be linked to some guy's book that maybe wasn't as thoroughly researched as should have been. I think people do make up all kinds of history about Los Angeles and do not check the source.
That's horrible.
Very weak. God. Anyway,
here I am. Was this the book 2:30 and other appointment times for the Chinese dentist?
Here I am walking down Melrose Ave, and I would go by the bus stop. I got it. And there's an attractive woman there, and she's yelling to a car, 3-2-3-2-5. And the guy's like getting it. And I was like, this dude in a car is getting this girl's number. Somehow he's called to her, and she's calling back her phone number.
That's cool.
What a win.
Huge.
Are you kidding me?
Huge.
In the time he had to wait at a red light, he got this babe's number.
Can I take the con on this story, so to speak? My concern here is that...
Is this her street harassment kind of stuff?
Yeah, this is going to encourage men to yell at women from their car, which I don't think is a great thing to be doing.
I hear that.
I think differently about this if you had a daughter, Healy.
What's your take, Medina?
And especially if you had a hot daughter.
She seemed like she was enthusiastically and willingly giving her number to a cute guy in a car, and I was impressed that this had gone down.
Well, I think it's springtime. Let's all get out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
What if I told you that she was giving him a fake number?
Then that's funny,
because
too.
She was scared, and she was about to call the police because he was harassing her.
Joke's on him.
Yeah.
Is it, or is the joke on us for doing nothing about it?
You are being a bummer today.
Yeah.
Kind of my thing.
Not
in general.
Always. Sometimes you're kind of a fun bummer.
Yeah, fun bummer.
There was a topic you submitted one time that was Dave will be sad when Steve dies.
It's been bothering me
ever since.
You have it backwards.
No.
Steve will be sad when I die. Oh. I think it's a really good kind of explain why I think it's...
Sure.
Have we not discussed this before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think that it's a... I want to debate things that I think are like close to 50-50, like that I could see both sides of. So in order for you to be sad when I die, basically, A, you need to still be alive. And I think that there's like a little bit more than a 50-50 chance that you'll still be alive, right?
I'll die
because you're
a little
younger than me and you're in a little better health probably. Yeah. Okay. A
little better.
Well, I'm okay. I mean, whatever.
Okay.
Secondly,
I need to like be not nuts.
Yeah, you need to be sentient enough to be sad.
Yeah.
And I think there's a non-zero chance that that happens. And then there's also a non-zero chance that you and I hope this doesn't happen.
Don't die together.
No. Well, we'll have had like a great falling out wherein you're happy that I've passed on.
Not going to happen.
Okay, but it's like one in what, 10,000?
There's also the chance we die during our live event at the Slipper Room in New York on Sunday, May 22nd.
God for fucking bid, man.
It happens. It's a real problem these days.
Why I'm going to be there too.
Oh, I hope you don't die.
I mean, Healy,
yeah.
To me, there's fun, there's sport in that debate. We can treat it in a silly way. It's like, we can pretend that I'm never going to die, but that would be silly. That would be wrong. Like, why not have a little fun with this
idea?
Well,
I'm pretty sure that you did word it as Dave will be sad when Steve dies.
No. If I did, it was a mistake. Okay. I was definitely thinking that it would be you would be sad when I die.
Maybe we should do it.
Kind of discussed the both sides of it already.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
What, right great. Now, you're willing to
That'll
do it?
That'll be the great debate.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Or
fine.
Just, it could be another micro.
Cool.
Well,
okay, so debate. Steve will be sad when I die.
Okay.
Steve will be sad when Dave dies.
Great. I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. I think it's likely I'll outlive Dave because I exercise and eat better than Dave, and I don't have several chronic diseases like Dave does, and the people in my family live for a long time. So I think I'll definitely outlive Dave. You know, I'm sad about that. I think that there's a chance I'll have some brain degeneration, but I think we're making huge advances in that science. And it's most likely I'll be pretty cognitively aware at the time that Dave dies. And of course, I'll be sad. I mean, the hours I've spent with this guy are ridiculous. I've spent more time with Dave than I have a lot of members of my own family. And more time than most significant girlfriends in my life. Dave is like he's an important figure in my life, and I'm going to be very, very sad when he dies.
Let's go with some basic facts here just to get the data out of the way. What ages did your grandparents or parents die at?
Okay, one grandfather went down at 68. Heart attack, but you know, that's...
Okay, well, it still counts, bud, I hate to tell you.
Grandmother, I believe, hit like 90 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Other grandmother in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Last grandfather still going at 94, 95.
Okay, here's what I've got. I believe I have these numbers roughly correct. 81, 82, 87, and still going at 94.
Okay, so we're so about
So don't
equal
tell me that,
that
there's better health in your family okay. than mine. Okay. You might be in slightly better health, but there's also so much random chance involved in the big ones, which are cancer, heart disease, you're taller than me, which isn't healthy. You really could drop dead at any point and it not...
Well, taller, where do you get this idea that taller isn't healthy?
Well, tall men live don't live as long as short men.
Is that true?
Really?
I believe so.
I don't know.
That sucks.
Also... Okay, so the big one also, I think that my argument is basically that there's about a 48% chance that I outlive you,
mm-hmm.
and then there's about a 6% chance that you're senile when I die.
Okay.
And I think those two together make it more likely than less likely that you won't be sad when I die.
But
and
even
and
if I'm
I
senile,
do think there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that you hate me by the time we get old.
Even if senile, like, the news of a death could you, still come through the fog.
No, that's not true.
Somebody will wheel me to your funeral. And
okay, well, let me rephrase. I think there's a 10% chance that you will have some form of senility and or dementia and or Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's a 6% chance that your level of senility will be high enough that you will not be able to process the news of me dying in such a way that you will be sad.
But sad... Okay, what about this? Little linguistic trickeroo. I'm going to be old and senile. I'll probably sad. I'm old and sick. When at the time that you die, possibly not caused by your death, but there will be, I will be sad at that time because my body's collapsing. I'm old. My friends have died. My wife has died, whatever.
What happened?
She got in a car wreck.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Actually, it was years ago.
Oh,
well, it happened when we were 67.
It did?
Yeah.
Wait, were you driving?
No, she was driving.
Where was she?
She was hit by a truck. Why are we talking about this? My hypothetical wife dying at age 67.
Well, I believe that most people, when their brain starts to go, they tend to resort to their sort of cerebral essence, if you will, or their basic
Tell
core
me my
temperament.
Cerebral essence.
Well, I think you're generally speaking a happy person.
It's
I don't think that
it's an act.
I believe that when you start losing your marbles, I don't see you being the type of person to be depressed about it. I think you will be more sort of joyous, not insane person, but the sort of just like baseline happy contemporary. I think
I'm thinking specifically
of a friend's grandmother who was senile, but seemed to be very quite giggly and almost just sort of rolled with the punches and laughed at the fact that she didn't know who people were. And the same way that you almost sort of like when you're drunk or have had a couple drinks, I wouldn't say that you're drunk, but when you've had a drink or two, you loosen up. This is sort of a slight replication of what happens when we start to lose our minds, is that you sort of resort to the most base level version of you.
Yeah, but my organs will be mush. My bones will be soft. I'll be dependent on people's care, which I hate. I'll be in a sad mood. I think let's wrap this up.
Do you have a closing statement, or do you want to just get Medina's opinion on
Let's
this?
Get Medina's
opinion. Okay, Medina, what'd you think?
No closing statements?
I mean, okay, closing statement. Look, I think it's pretty clear I'm going to outlive Dave. Odds are... and I think no matter what my mental state, the news of a friend's death will come through the fog as sad or just like somehow I'll learn of it and it'll be sad. And there's also a chance, you know, you die and I'm perfectly sane. I think that's possible and I'll be really sad if that happens. So yeah, I think I'll be sad when Dave dies.
The math is simply on my side. We also haven't talked about the dangerous activities that Healy engages in way more frequently than I do, by which I mean traveling to other countries, the diseases that this guy is going to have to deal with. I'm also closer to marriage than Healy is. Married men tend to live longer than single men. There's a chance that Healy won't have someone to take care for him. I hope that's not the case. But I have someone, it looks like, who's going to be a younger wife than me, who will be there hopefully until I die to, you know, wipe the duty out of my sheets and all that kind of thing.
This is getting really romantic.
Well, this is great.
Look, are we going to get a proposal?
I'll do anything to win a debate. You know that. But basically, again, my basic argument is 48% chance that that Healy goes first, 6% chance that Healy is too senile to be sad, tiny, tiny chance Healy is happy that I've died because we have become enemies.
I liked the finally hearing Healy employ a Kingian tactic in that's just he's going to be sad during this time in his life.
Yeah. That's when I know I've got him, is when he has to stoop to my level.
Because that the math there sort of like, it's obvious that other things being equal, Healy will be sad if Dave dies. The mathematics are sort of countered by the mathematics that maybe he'll just be sad.
I hate to even go here, but the saddest version to me is actually one we haven't discussed yet.
Medina.
No, well, that will be heartbreaking too. We're what, in our mid-30s? Yeah. I'm in my mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. Look, there's a chance that one of our lives takes a fork in the road. Mm-hmm. We move somewhere, we mm-hmm. fall out of touch, mm-hmm. and by the time we die, we haven't talked to each other for 45 years.
Not going to happen.
And we don't hear about it.
Just to win this debate, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's good.
I think 10% chance solar flare, asteroid, 10%? We all die at the same time. Yeah,
all die at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
From your lips, baby.
10% is a big... is a high.
Should yeah, let's close out with like something a little more
uplifting. Yeah.
What do you
well,
got?
Well, first I want to thank Henry J, the listener who submitted Wall Street as the most famous.
That was a hot top.
H-J.
Thanks, Henry J. Thanks for coming back again.
H-J. Well, is he our first ever two times?
He might be
getting a top in there.
Our two time.
That's hot.
Hanky J.
First two
Hanky
time.
J.
First
He's two becomes. Times. He enters the pantheon of Great Debate's characters. Mm-hmm.
Well, characters, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Did you ever see when that there was that SNL episode with the Six Timers Club?
Yeah,
Five Timers.
Was it Five Timers? Oh, pretty but Paul
famously
Simon
the
had
Five
done
Timers Club.
Five Timers yeah. Club. Well, come on, I was 12 years old the last time I saw it. But yeah, so Henry's in the Two Timers Club.
Oh, that's nice.
The Two Timers Club. Should they get a special prize or something?
No, there's like a room that you can hang out with a robe on and they
Whoa,
bring you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's not oversell this. It's just it's the Two Timers thing. He doesn't get a robe. You're not going to send him a robe.
What you want to sell send versus him a robe, oversell, but... your versions of indulgence and stuff are so ridiculous. Like, you want to debate for hours about whether we die at different levels, but like if we spend 2 minutes promoting our own live event, you're like, oh, self-indulgent.
Well, I just have a good sense of what's actually worth talking about and what isn't.
Disagree.
And it's the cross I bear. What can
For
I
me,
say?
It's I'm happy that there's a return to form here. I feel like Dave's been a little bit too positive lately.
Interesting.
Remember when Dave used to just really hate the podcast?
Yeah, that was...
a cool time.
Lame. As hell. Lame. I mean, on the biggest debate of all, we've shut him down.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Time will tell.
Okay. That was fun. Pretty fun.
I love you guys.
I love you too. I hope neither of you die.
That'd be cool.
No.
Is it that I hope I die first? Is that
No. Everything's fine. We're talking about something years and decades from now and
great.
By the time we die, this won't even be podcast.
Guys, out there, listeners, write to us, tweet at us, submit tops, join the Two Timers Club if you can. Check out our newsletter and buy tickets to our live show if you live in New York, May 22nd at the Slipper Room. We'll see you here, wherever you find your podcast, next week. Thanks for joining us. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Carosello. Our audio engineer is Mackenzie Kellerman. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King. And the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.